is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 16th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the comedian Henny Youngman, born London, 1906. He said, "I was so ugly when I was born, the doctor slapped my mother." Grew up in New York City, made his first appearance, amateur night. He was 16, started to develop his act, delivering one-liners while playing a violin, telling at least 50 jokes in 8 minutes. One-liners like, "When I read about the evils of drinking, I gave up reading." He said, "I wanted to be an atheist, but they have no holidays. And if at first you don't succeed, so much for skydiving." It's the birthday of the poet Cesar Vallejo, born in Santiago de Chuco, Peru, 1892. As a young man, he was imprisoned by the Trujillo regime, moved to Paris, where he slept on subways and park benches for months. He was sick and depressed, unemployed. Later, he witnessed the Spanish Civil War. A critic wrote of Vallejo, "A constant feature of his poetry is a compassionate awareness of and guilt-ridden sense of responsibility for the suffering of others." Vallejo, who said, "The arts are not just painting and poetry and music. Eating, drinking, walking are also arts. Every act is an art." It's the birthday of the novelist Alice Hoffman, born Long Island, 1952. Her novels, like Practical Magic and The Dove Keepers, combine magical realism and romance with a touch of irony. Her memoir, Survival Lessons, is about what she learned while enduring treatment for breast cancer. And it was on this day in 1926, Robert Goddard launched the first liquid-fueled rocket. He paid for his rockets out of his own pocket, but finally got a grant from the Smithsonian, and he wrote a paper in which he speculated that rockets could be used to reach the moon, for which he was ridiculed by the New York Times. People called him the Moon Man. And after the successful launch of the Apollo 11 spacecraft in 1969, the Times printed a retraction of the ridicule of Goddard and his idea of reaching the moon. Here's a poem for today by Kim Dower, "Goodbye to James Garner." Fans loved him as Rockford, maverick, a man's man, had your back, cool, did the right thing. I loved him for being Doris Day's husband in a movie I cut class to see. 5th grade, played at the Riviera, only old man and me during the day. Went alone, told no one, but I had a gigantic crush. He was an OBGYN, she was a mom, marriage in jeopardy. Couples in movies stayed together in the 60s. Well, out in the world, it was all falling apart. Women poised to flip their lives, marching into a world of miniskirts, riots, shame, pillbox hats, flinging our boxy pink suit jackets and pumps into the sunset. Not even James Garner could have saved us. And this week, more unrest, more wars. I'm stuck on the headline, "James Garner dead." When I was 10, I needed a man I could count on. Even a man holding aces and eights. Goodbye to James Garner, a poem by Kim Dower from Last Train to the Missing Planet, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Boyles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.